Lack solidarity, even in death. In the discussions with fellow Black Britons following George Floyd's death, I noticed a common and familiar thread. When we watched George Floyd being murdered, we saw our own necks on the line. That sense of vicarious trauma can cross the Atlantic, just as it can stretch throughout the decades. Some wonder why it is that Black people in the UK take it so personally when Black people in the US are killed. I believe it is because we see ourselves in our American brothers and sisters, precisely because we see ourselves in other Black people everywhere. Close bonds form between oppressed groups in a way that can't be understood outside those groups. In my country of birth, Nigeria, there is a strong sense of communal ties that cannot be broken. In the Zulu language, many of us have heard of the term Ubuntu. I am because we are. Or as Desmond Tutu, chair of the famous Truth and Reconciliation Commission in post-apartheid South Africa, wrote, "We belong in a bundle of life. We say a person is a person through other persons. It is not I think, therefore I am. It says rather, I am human because I belong, I participate, and I share." A person with Ubuntu is open and available to others, affirming of others, does not feel threatened that others are able and good, for he or she has a proper self-assurance that comes from knowing that he or she belongs in a greater whole, and is diminished when others are humiliated or diminished, when others are tortured or oppressed, or treated as if they were less than who they are.